Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you the fans a voice. So, welcome. Happy Monday. We're back. We're back. Yeah, I know. We're back. This means that we'll talk. We have a little tiny bit of news to talk about for Syracuse, and then we'll talk about the bracket that we so horribly put together.
Apparently,
we're awful at this. But you know what?
Well, we're getting killed, and I love how you strategically just did my two regions first, just to see how bad, because I'm getting roasted on my seating on social media right now. So
you are. There was a couple where I felt bad. I'm like, well, that was kind of rude. It was like, just
it is what it is. Like I said, everyone's gonna have their own opinions. But you're next, buddy. Next 2 days.
I know. I'm up next. My seating is up next, and I already know where I went wrong on a couple. Learned from Joe, so I'm probably gonna switch them around. So that way, just playing. I won't do that. So we got a tiny bit of Syracuse news. I do want to say, I don't know if I mentioned on the show yesterday, we're going to try to do a call-in show eventually, sometime maybe this week or next week, maybe Friday. It's always easier to do those types of things on the weekend because we have to actually wait for you to call and all that stuff and fill time. But also trying to line up James and Tyler to come on and bash our movie and trash our movie bracket as well. They both jumped to the opportunity. So
I'm sure.
So look to have Tyler and James on this week as well. And we're going to get into all of this stuff. But first, let me tell you about the good folks over at Simply Safe. With home security, there's only two ways you can go about protecting your home. There's a traditional way where you wait weeks for a technician, do a messy installation that costs a small fortune. Or there's the other way, the Simply Safe way. That is everything you need in a home security system. It's award-winning protection. Two-time winner of the CNET Editor's Choice Award. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in safety. You get comprehensive protection for your entire home. Outdoor cameras and doorbells alert you when anybody's approaching the home. Entry motion and glass break sensors guard the inside. You barely notice it's even there, but what's best about the whole thing is you can set it up all by yourself. Anyone can do it. It takes about 30 minutes to an hour tops. There's absolutely no trade-offs for your safety. You'll have an army of highly trained security experts ready to dispatch police at your home at a moment's notice, 24/7. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts, around 15 bucks a month. You can get this done after you buy the system, which is relatively cheap, though, because you pay in for the system anyway when you go to the other guys. And then you're paying 50, 60 bucks a month. And you're basically renting it, actually. You have to pull that from your home and bring it to another place. You might as well just get it set back up again. And you don't want to get locked into a contract. So that's why Verge calls Simply Safe the best home security system. Go to simplysafe.com/team today. That's simplisafe.com/team today. And you'll get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. You've got nothing to lose. Go now and be sure to go to simplysafe.com/team. That's simplysafe.com/team. Thank you, Simply Safe. All right. So, where were we? You want to hit up Hughes, because we did the Hughes thing a little bit yesterday. Well, a lot of it yesterday.
Right. Yeah, no, we definitely talked about it, right?
Yeah, and so it's funny because Syracuse.com had an article, an interview with Hughes talking about he's home now. I guess he's chilling home for now, trying to quarantine himself.
Most college students are.
Yeah. Oh, it's spring break, isn't it?
Well, I mean, most of them are going to be starting it. I think they're doing classes online until further notice. So. Oh,
okay. Well, my kid's school was just canceled today. I don't know anything about online classes or anything, by the way. Like, just came down this
afternoon.
May
15th?
No, like the year.
Oh, wow. They were canceled until May 15th down here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, anyways, don't even get me started. But he was just home. He had an interview with Syracuse.com. You can go check it out. But it's kind of piggybacks on what we talked about yesterday. So
there still could be hope.
Yeah. So you're saying there's a little chance. Speaking of movies.
Speaking of that, I forgot to put Dumb and Dumber in the comedy bracket.
Oh, so. I know. And you know what?
It was tough, but
it was brought to my attention. I've watched this movie numerous times. I know the name of the movie, but I never call it by its name. It's Monty Python. Monty. Not Mighty. Yeah.
No, it's definitely not Mighty. Without a doubt. No.
I know. So anyways. Yeah. No, that's my bad. Yeah, but
the article basically just stated what we said, that he had a conversation with Coach Boeheim, and usually this is par for the course, you know, protocol with these type of schools and tenured coaches where they have the conversation, and Jim Boeheim, he's not going to sugarcoat it. He's going to let you know what he thinks, and then, you know, obviously the kid's going to do what they're going to do. But, yeah, he did mention that Boeheim said, you know, keep your options open, and then there was, a little mention of, you know, the coronavirus and what's going on and how that might change how this whole draft and
scouting and workouts and everything. Yeah.
So, yeah, he's definitely going to be smart enough to keep his options open just in case, like we talked about, he happens to just get screwed by the situation, right?
Yeah, he's getting a shaft. A lot of the guys are, and we'll go over who all is involved. Actually, let's do that now. That's basketball related, Joe. Go through. Let's hear some of the names we're not going to have to deal with in the ACC, the likes of, you know, Trey Jones and Vernon Carey. You know, they've got you know, the blue chip class that's coming in every year. But
Carey hasn't gone yet.
Oh, he hasn't. Okay.
No.
Okay.
The only one that's declared is Trey. The only two that have declared from the ACC, not counting Elijah Hughes, is Devin Vassell today from Florida State. I'm sorry, and Trey Jones from Duke. So there'll be more to come, obviously, but you got to expect, you know, we're still waiting for Nuora and Carey and
And maybe
Cole Anthony, right? A couple of guys from Louisville, right? So yeah.
They might be being smart too. Same situation, obviously. You know, those guys could all go. Vernon Carey, Trey Jones, Cole Anthony. I mean, those guys could go. I don't think they'd have a problem. They'd go make money right now if they wanted to. I think it's the situation. It's the unknowns. Plus, they've got time. You know, this whole thing started a whole lot earlier than it normally does. So, you know, it has more time to linger, and the guys have more time to.
Well, and I think that this kind of plays. There's some people out there, like my father, for instance, he kind of puts into account, you know, that he thinks that some of the players sometimes they think that the chance of coming back and playing for a national championship is sometimes worth not, you know, declaring. And I don't know that to be true. I'm sure it's probably true for some people, but for the most part, like we've talked about, you know,
very few money years
to make a ridiculous amount of money to play a game. And you have to take advantage of that. But obviously everyone has control of their own career and their own life. There's been players that have played 4 or 5 years in college that could have left early, and who knows, you know, that's up to them on whether or not they're going to regret it or if they did it for a reason. But I just think that in this series, this season, not being able to have a full ACC tournament, a full NCAA tournament, a lot of these guys, they'll go through, and regardless if they win it, at least they go through the experience, right? You know, they always want to, I'm sure growing up as a kid who, you know, the NBA and the money is the pinnacle, but there's always that bracket and March Madness, and you don't want to be able to at least do that 1 year if you're going to go to college for 1 year. So between not being able to finish that and then with the fact that this is it's lingering longer than what most people think, and who knows, you know, for Cole Anthony, Vernon Carey, some of those guys, I don't think it's going to matter because they're going to get drafted. But Benajay, again, we talked about how he was a little underrated in the league and throughout the NCAA, and I don't think that part and people not helping him, the fact that Syracuse wasn't the greatest team either, you know, I just think that he needs to have that combine and have all those workouts and stuff, and he just might not get it.
Yeah. So anyway, next on the list, look, we got our first orange commit for football of the class of 2021, Terry Lockett. He's rated a 3-star defensive tackle by 247 Sports. He's from Springfield, Maine, Massachusetts. M.A.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. He's slated top 800 recruit, 50th defensive tackle in the country, 6'1", 255 pounds. It goes on to say, this is from Orange Fizz, by the way. They compare him to Josh Black and Ken Ruff, who Josh Black, 6'3", 270, Ken Ruff, 6'1", 308. They both put on 30 pounds from out of high school. So, you know, at 6'1", 255, putting on, if you put on 25 pounds, I mean, you're solid. So I watched this tape, and it's hard for me to, you know, it's hard to, like, watching a defensive lineman tape to me is not as exciting as wide receiver or quarterback or running back. But, you know, he's clogging holes. He's tipping a lot of passes. So,
yeah. Well, that's what they said. They said he's really athletic, that he can time the ball, get that separation. They even used him on the edge. And in high school, obviously, you can use people in a lot of places just because, you know, it's not as competitive, not as much – consistent size all over the place. So, he's a little short, 6'1", but 255 and athletic. So, you know, he's stout and if he knows how to use his weight. So, a D tackle there for the LA Rams that came from Pittsburgh. They said he was small and this, this, and that. And, you know, being 6'1", sometimes it allows it to get a little bit underneath those linemen and be able to get the extension with your arms and
a little quicker maybe sometimes. So
yeah, so I mean, you never know. And
he's a big dude though, regardless.
Oh yeah, he is. 6'1", 255 is a big dude, so he's probably put together pretty well, especially considering how he can move. And we'll see. 221, it's a long ways away, but you always got to be happy you get a 3-star top 50 D tackle.
You can follow him at Terry Lockett 7 on Twitter for all you tweeters out there.
Tweet.
So it'd be good to have Tyler on for this, but think about, you know, how much of a disadvantage Syracuse is at without the spring ball, coming off of kind of not a stellar season or even close to it, but how much help that actually is to go through the spring ball and get to know these guys, and you got the new coaches coming and now they're not able to do this. It's just a huge, for a team like Syracuse in the situation they're in coming into this football season. This sucks for them.
I think that obviously we can answer when we do, you know, we can ask him when we do get him on what his answer is. But, if I had to give an answer, it would be that obviously I think every spring football is important for every team. But again, like you said, some teams, if they played good and they're primed to have another team that's good, you know, then usually it's just kind of, you know, not a lot of like coaching changes. They go in there and they kind of just fine tune stuff. They don't have to take it as serious. Obviously, I don't want to say it like that, but there's some schools, they grind out their 2-a-days and their spring practices and stuff like that a little bit more in the spring when it comes to redemption season versus off of a successful season. So, but I think especially like what you said as far as nailing it is the schematic changes on defense and the coaching changes. That's really where that's going to hurt us. That's really what it's going to be. When you have coaching changes, especially both sides of the ball, coordinators, and one of them is a completely different defense – with completely different terminology, even positions, then that's that hurts. And that definitely is, I think that Tyler would agree that it hurts a team like Syracuse more than most spring practices.
Yeah, especially with all the changes in all that stuff that we had. Anything else Cuse related, Joe? Do you see anything else? Can you muster up anything?
Can we chalk this? I do want to say, hey, I did look at Woody Newton and went back and did a relook at him. And Kadari Richardson the other day, and I did mention this a little bit yesterday, so if I'm repeating myself, then I'm sorry. But, you know, those two guys, Woody Newton, when I thought about him size, I was thinking more like a power forward. He plays more like a wing. He's 6'8", he's lengthy, but he kind of reminds me more of, you know, obviously not left-handed, but a B.J. Johnson type, where he's athletic and he's got length. They say he's really good defensively, so, hey, I mean,
yeah. Well, he's got the wingspan for the 2-3 zone. We know
for sure. Yeah, that's a guy that. Yeah, and when you see how good we did actually, how successful we were on offense this year versus the defense, then who knows? He might be a guy that can come in there, come off the bench, and give us some of those minutes. You know, obviously Braswell's going to have his chances and well. And who knows what's going
to
happen.
Hey, man, the cream rises to the top, right? And you play who you got, and we're just going to deal with it. This team this year wasn't that bad. We had some bad defensive games, but the team wasn't, like, awful. They played great at times, and it wasn't a fluke. Yeah. It was just the players weren't really on the same page the entire time. You got a lot of young kids learning a system that they're not used to. So with all the returning players this year or next year, someone like a Kadari Richmond and you know, even a Braswell, the cream's going to rise to the top.
Yeah.
So
no, we're going to wait. We're going to wait for Hughes and see plans on coming back. Then we kind of know what we're going to see a little bit. And then it's just kind of filling in the gaps for bench time from our reserves. But if he doesn't come back, then again, I think it's going to be a little bit of a role reversal. I know that we got about five guys, probably have a starting five solid that we can trust and that we know what to expect as far as the floor minimum. But then we'd have to rely more on the reserves. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and you know, like I said, I like to remain optimistic about everything like that.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a realist. I try not to be negative, but...
Hey, do we mark this up as the NCAA Syracuse lacrosse championship?
Yeah, they finished the season first place.
They looked the most impressive.
I mean, they
through
were
the times that they played,
they were stomping the opponents every game. There was what game was it? Was close for a minute. Was it the Army game? It was close for a minute, and they ended up smoking them. Look, you know what else too is that. We were going to maybe do something lacrosse this year because lacrosse is as the basketball team and the football team struggle slightly. lacrosse was the hope of Syracuse fans, and we were going to try to tap into that a little bit. And
it's the fastest and growing sport in America.
My son plays lacrosse. I love watching lacrosse. It's fast paced. It's fun. So anyway, it's just like we're all just dealing the hand we're dealt right now, man. That's why we're talking movie madness.
That's why I'm stuck watching replays of Deontay Wilder.
Jeez, some crow.
Wilder and Fury, and it's Doggy Day on ESPN2 where they're showing a bunch of dog shows.
Not a sport. Dog show, not a sport.
Well, I mean, they had the Ocho on yesterday.
Those
all
are
day.
Sports. Golden Tee Championship is...
Slippery Steps is a sport.
I saw that. I saw Slippery Steps.
Funny, right?
It was pretty awesome.
Some of that stuff is good.
The Slippery Steps was really impressive, actually. And painful as well, looking. They're spraying, if you didn't see it, they're spraying down, they're watering down iced steps, and the steps narrow towards the top, so it's a half a step, and you're barefoot, and you can't touch the sides of the...
I don't think they're ice, it's just plastic-covered steps.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
It's not ice?
I think it's plastic, and they're just spraying a bunch of slime. I'll call it slime.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm new to it.
Like
I'm sorry.
College,
I'm sorry.
Like
Joe's obviously
kids.
A professional ice step sports fanatic. So my
I'm a
bad.
Sports
my
the
bad.
The show is made for people like me, Sean. Sorry.
It is entertaining. It is entertaining. I will give it that.
More entertaining than Doggy Day.
We are going to get into all of the fun movie madness and all that stuff. But first, let me tell you about LinkedIn. The perfect hire can have an impact on your business.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
For years to come. So when you need to find the next person to help your business grow, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role fast. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. As previously mentioned, things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the most people in the skills and qualifications that you require, the interests and all of that good stuff, all of this list of stuff that's in front of me that I jumbled up. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds with LinkedIn. And why companies rate LinkedIn Jobs a number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Now listen, find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just visit LinkedIn.com/team. Again, that's LinkedIn.com/team to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply, because they do. That's all. That's all I got. Thank you, LinkedIn. Okay. So, all right, Joe, let's do some Movie Madness fan feedback. What do you say? Let's just pull the Band-Aid off and get this over with. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. This is my bracket, so my seating. So yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it tomorrow maybe. So Rocky, you got trashed over Rocky IV, or we got trashed over Rocky IV. Oh wait, this wasn't it. Yeah, no, that wasn't that. Wasn't that? My bad. Rocky IV versus Days of Thunder. I appreciate you matching those two up. I just figured I'd mention it because Days of Thunder is getting smoked right now. So,
Hey, I threw a vote your way.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Hey, what are friends for, man? I knew they weren't going to win anyway.
I appreciate it. Mitch says, man, these are seeded bad. Talking about the 7 seed Caddyshack versus the 10 seed, Major League. And Robert says, agreed, Caddyshack a 7. Pfft, that's what he says. And then Joe's got to chime in because he does that.
Me?
Joe P. from Facebook. Is this Major League or is it Major League 2? The GIF is from 2. Look, does it say Major League 2 anywhere on here? On the bracket, on this, on the poll, on Twitter?
What he's pointing out is that the GIF doesn't match the movie.
Look.
That's what he's pointing out.
It's close enough. And you know what? I don't remember.
He's the grammar Nazi. You have to understand.
Oh, gosh. Okay. He's one of those.
Yeah, the whole family's grammar Nazi, spelling Nazi. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Let's see.
He's going to find the error if you have it there.
Yeah, well, it's there. So, anyway, let's see. You got Karate Kid getting smoked right now. But, anyway, I'm trying to find some good fan feedback. Probably should have done this beforehand. But if people want to know, too, how this is going down, it's the first round of every region. We're just going to do one of those a day. So, after the 4 days... they'll probably do 4 more days, and then we'll probably do, then we'll start doing, obviously, once you get down to Sweet 16. It'll go a little quicker. But Joe does say here on, let's see. Oh, Anchorman was seated way too low. He was going back to yesterday's, and we're going to go over yesterday's in a minute here. He said, I told you Anchorman was seated way too low. Anchorman, a 15 seed, pulling out a huge win over Meet the Parents, by the way. Which got smoked. Meet the Parents was smoked yesterday.
I can't believe that.
In Heather on Facebook,
bunch
she says...
bunch of fuckers out there.
Heather on Facebook, she says, Anchorman... she's replying back to Joe, and she says, Joe, Anchorman is dumb. So, by the way, Heather, that's Joe's Heather.
Sibling rivalry there.
Yeah. So, anyway, I disagree with Heather. I do not think Anchorman is dumb. I thought Anchorman was hilarious. Meet the Parents, though... I don't know. That's a tough one to contend with. It really is. So
it's classic, man. When that came out, that was...
oh, I know.
That was the funniest movie.
I know. It was. It was. Meet the Fockers was good, too. It really was.
No, yeah.
So here's one at Nanker Fleg. I don't know. Whatever. Let's see. What's this guy's name? At Ninker Fledge 63, he says, this is the most ridiculous 7 versus 10 ever. Picking between these two in the first round match is too much. Talking about Caddyshack and Major League. See, this is a big contention with some of these movie buffs on here. The good thing about doing the movie thing is that it's all really, it's probably 75% all opinion. So, and opinions are like, we all have them and they all stink. So what are you going to do? Well. At James Zuba on Twitter, he says that Karate Kid is way underrated, in my opinion. So, you know, Joe, you got some things to probably work on.
Based upon the percentages, the percentages in the comments, I think I know I messed up in a couple places, right? So obviously there's some nostalgic childhood movies that people are upset about, and obviously there's other people who have their opinions. So again, it's not easy, and you know, maybe this was the reason why we should have started from a little bit bigger number and got to our 16 and then stopped it or something like that. We didn't know that people were going to be so engaged in it. So at the end of the day, I guess next time I'll try to do better. But again, a lot of it's opinionated. I was trying to look for some controversy too, right?
Honestly, just for the sake of argument, I don't think it's seated that bad. If you look at how it's being voted on, it's pretty. I mean, other than Caddyshack, or what was that one I was mentioning? The big upset.
Caddyshack, yeah. Major League. Yeah, but they're getting voted on like they're supposed to. I mean, you have your upset. I mean, from what I've seen, the upset there. I don't know what it's looking like on Twitter, but a lot of people got Happy Gilmore at the 11 seed, beating Field of Dreams.
Yeah, that's a big one. But you got to look at really the only huge upset, like according to the seeding, was Anchorman over Meet the Parents, and I still think that's an upset because Meet the Parents is hilarious. Anchorman's funny.
Oh yeah, there's some close. There's a lot more close ones in the sports one.
There is.
White Men Can't Jump and Space Jam is still close.
Last time I checked those on Twitter, they were 50%.
Yeah,
each was
8-9. The 8-9 matchup.
White Man Can't Jump now winning that match, by the way, 51-49. So if you like Space Jam, get over to Twitter.
The 8-9 matchup of Varsity Blues in the Longest Yard is close.
Yep. Which, yeah, those are panning out the way they should. So it's not terrible.
No.
And how the hell are you supposed to know? So the winners from yesterday were as follows, if you didn't look at it yet. Let's see. Christmas Vacation, taking out Three Amigos. That wasn't even close. Wedding Crashers, taking out Ace Ventura. Groundhog Day, taking out Princess Bride. Wasn't even close. Monty Python, The Holy Grail, was taken out by Dodgeball. Tropic Thunder beat Office Space. Gosh, I guess I got to see Tropic Thunder now because I haven't seen it.
So, right.
And Office Space is hilarious. The Hangover, absolutely hilarious. Tough matchup for Naked Gun. They lose to Hangover. Tommy Boy over Spaceballs. I don't know. I think Spaceballs is better. Oh, let's do this. And then Anchorman. Who'd you pick? Christmas Vacation, Three Amigos. Who'd you pick?
I went Three Amigos, but I think I gave it a pity vote.
Yeah, I actually went Christmas Vacation. It's just funnier.
Hey, man,
but
I
love Three Amigos.
Look at the bracket. Too. Hey, upsets happen.
I know.
Most of the time in a real bracket, upset happens. So maybe I wanted to look at it like, you know, maybe I wanted a 15 seed, a 13 seed to get through. I mean, an 8-9 is usually not an upset, but that's not awful.
No, it's not terrible.
At the end of the day, I mean, we can always learn from this, move forward, maybe add some new ones. But it looks like the cult classics there aren't.
They don't fare well.
They don't catch too much tread, right?
No,
I mean,
they don't.
You look at it right there, Monty Python, Princess Bride.
Princess Bride is so good. It's so good.
Spaceballs, Naked Gun, some of those, like, you know, the spliff, or the, what do they do?
Spliff.
They just, yeah.
What? The spliff? You said the spliff.
I was just saying, they're the movies that sit there and make fun of other movies, you know what I mean?
It was the spoof. It's a spoof.
Spoof. Yeah.
The spoof is what you blow the spliff through, right? Last time I checked. I mean, back when you hung out in your, you know, bedroom at your parents' house.
Science was my worst subject. So, yes. And even Three Amigos, if you want to throw it out there. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot. There's a lot of them out there.
Get through them. Are you going to comment for 10 minutes on each one? We'll never get done.
Jeez. All right, go ahead.
Ace Ventura, Wedding Crashers. Which one did you pick?
Wedding Crashers.
Me too. Groundhog Day, Princess Bride.
I went Groundhog Day.
I went Princess Bride on that. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Dodgeball. What'd you pick?
I went Monty Python.
Me too. Gosh, Dodgeball. Tropic Thunder, Office Space. I went Office Space because I didn't see Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
Okay. Hangover, Naked Gun. I went Hangover.
Hangover.
Tommy Boy, Spaceballs. I went Spaceballs on that.
I went Tommy Boy.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, because I've never been big into Star Wars anyway, right? And that was that spoof.
Right, so, spoof. That's right.
At the end of the day. Yeah, see, I learned. Quick learner. Anyway, so I didn't really see that. I mean, I saw the movie, but I didn't get all of the jokes in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Meet the Parents, Anchorman. I chose Anchorman.
I went Meet the Parents.
Did you? I chose Anchorman because it's just, I don't know. That was actually, for a 15 and a 2, it was so hard to do. It was. That was your worst one so far. Yeah. That was your worst one so far. Well, it's you can point mine out.
What's that?
You can point mine out when the time comes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm definitely going to. Don't you worry. I just, with me, a lot of times, it's funny because it's like you want to go back and forth from what stupid funny is. And so I don't know. And sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes, you know, you have a movie that's kind of realistic funny, then it kind of goes off the deep end a little bit, and you're like, eh. Sometimes they're just ridiculous funny, like Monty Python the whole time. The whole thing's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I like some movies to be consistent, and I just think that some of those movies are a little back and forth.
Yeah, you know what didn't do it for me? And we talked about putting this movie on there, but it just didn't do it for me. It was just Step Brothers. Like, I know a lot of people who thought that movie was hilarious, but I thought that was so dumb. That movie was so dumb. There was one funny part.
There's a couple funny parts, but yeah, it's not. Yeah, I get what you're saying. 100%. Like, I mean, there's a lot of people that probably think that that old school should be on here, right? There's a lot of people that think Dumb and Dumber should be on here. I heard 40-Year-Old Virgin. I mean, all those Judd Apatow
40-Year-Old Virgin's pretty funny.
Are just hilarious. I mean, one we didn't even talk about, Role Models. Hilarious.
I never saw that.
Oh, God. I mean, there's so many good movies like that that if we were to take out some of these cult classics, we could make one hell of a bracket, I tell you. But making it to 16 is still trying to keep in some of those classics. That's where we knew we were going to get controversy, right?
Yeah.
But you can kind of see where the, you know. And maybe some of these guys, you know, they just didn't vote because they haven't seen the movie. Well, guess what? We got all the time in the world now. You have the bracket. Go watch the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's gonna change some opinions, right?
Yeah, and the other thing too is that when you're going through, when you're making the bracket, and you got to narrow it down, you want to try to appease everybody a little bit. Like that's why we threw in the Monty Python, and that's why we threw in like the Naked Gun. You know, we had Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, and all those classics.
Oh, sure. Great Outdoors.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're
so
all
we threw a bunch of them out. So
and
it's hard to match them up, old and new too. It's almost like
you want to look at the types of comedies and kind of get the best one. But sometimes two or three or four of the best types of the comedies might be better than all of another type. So,
well, we will see. This region that's going on now is a sports region. It's a really fun one. Go to Twitter, go to Facebook, and check them out. And you know, if you haven't seen both movies, but you've seen one. I mean, you know, I'm just saying, Days of Thunder needs some help. Go over there and help me out with Days of Thunder. It's probably done. It's fine.
Turn left. Turn left.
Oh, stop. That's a great movie, dude. It's a great movie. So, and Top Gun, too. I'm really worried about
your last.
I'm worried about tomorrow's matchups that we're going to do with where did the one I saw? There's one I saw that
I saw a comment that said, no Godfather.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw that, too. Well,
Where's that supposed to fit in?
The 4-seed Back to the Future versus the 13-seed Top Gun. That's going to suck. So tough. Those are such good movies. So, anyway, well, that's all we got. We'll have James on. We'll have him see what he says. It'll be fun. You know, if you want to listen, listen. If you don't, you don't. It's free. What the hell? What else do you have to do? Do you have to do?
But other than watch these movies,
we're working. Yeah, I know, right?
Bracket.
Which I'm about to go watch Jumanji 2 right now, by the way. So I haven't seen that.
I would suggest not watching Tropic Thunder with your children. I throw that out there.
I always check the rating first. Come on.
Okay. All right. Well, you're a responsible parent. Good job.
Well, somewhat.
No, you could probably watch it on network, but then you won't get the full effect.
Yeah, no, it's not worth it. I like it's like watching Christmas Vacation edited with the kids. It's still funny, but it's not even close.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The
not
kids
even
think
close.
It's hilarious, and but it's there's so much. Oh missing.
Well, yeah, and it gets to a point too where you have like you had the kids around where it's you just know that like you're probably never going to be able to. Like, it's going to be a good decade before you're not going to be able to watch like that movie on HBO. Netflix, or you know what I mean?
So you get
used to it. So think about it. In a decade, you could rewatch them, and they'll probably have all those parts that you forgot about that just make it that much better.
And by the way, you know, you can always go to Amazon Prime and buy the movies. I bought a bunch of movies. They're just sitting in a cloud on Amazon Prime. You have them all the time. They're on your account.
Yep.
It's easy, and it's cheap, and they're instantly there. It's great. So anyway, enough of that. Look, we appreciate all you guys.
Comment,
share the polls, get on there and have some fun. Tell us how awful we are and how bad our seating is. And AccuSwaterboy can tell Joe, well, they're done for the next couple days.
They're done for the first round. So how about comment and let Sean know how bad his seatings are, please, everybody. since he gave me all this crap, put my first two regions, gave me the two hardest regions.
I helped you narrow them down. I don't know, Joe. I don't know. Action Adventure was tough. The 90s all region was kind of easy, I got to be honest. But anyway, I want to say thank you to all of our first responders, all the essentials. First responders are, hey, and you know what? We got a couple, like AccuS Waterboy. I think he drives a truck now. I know he delivers, so he's doing something. Tim on Facebook, he's a cop. Dominic on Facebook, postal worker. So those guys don't stop working in all this, man. And we appreciate them keeping the supplies coming and taking care of the streets and obviously delivering the mail, because there's probably tons of people shopping online right now. There's no doubt about that. What else is there to do? So we appreciate all you guys. So that's it for us. Thank you to LinkedIn and Simply Safe and James and Guitar. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.